grew up in a haunted place inhabited by the ghosts of the unspeakable past. It was a place he learned to love and to hate, to defend and to despise, to celebrate and deny. He watched ancient buildings be torn down to make way for 7-Elevens, malls, and multiplex theaters. It was a place that he eventually left, but which never left him. They called it the New South. But it was as old as the mountains and as old as the blood spilled there. The thing of it is, mostly, you just drive around. There wasn't anything else to do. Get a case of beer, get in a car. First we'd hit Alpharetta, go through Roswell and Sandy Springs, and end up in North Springs. North Springs was the end of Atlanta, so we'd turn around and come back. We'd never take the main roads, though. You know, gravel roads, dirt roads. Sometimes he'd stop at the cemetery and have a drink. He'd drive by acres of brand-new imitation antebellum mansions, take a left turn, go down a dirt road, and drive by the tin shacks inhabited by the descendants of the people who worked those fields as chattel. The irony wasn't lost on him. He had 2 8-track tapes, Allman Brothers Live at Fillmore East, and Tres Hombres by ZZ Top. And that was it. Drive around, drink beer, listen to those records. Do that until it was time to leave. He went back not long ago. His mom was feeling poorly and it was all gone. There were no more dirt roads. Somehow the cemeteries he used to drink in were gone. Had been moved. Who knows where they went? Those tin shacks? Forget it. Now they've got malls. They got Marts. They got Kmart. Got a Walmart. Got a Mini-Mart. Got a Supermart. Mini-Mart's bigger than a Supermart. I don't know how that works. Everything he took for granted as being forever in that part of Georgia is gone. And good riddance. He'll be in New York walking through Soho, in Seattle eating at some nice restaurant. Maybe driving down a dirt road in Mexico, fizzy beer between his legs, and a cowboy hat on his head. And he'll think, yeah, it's not gone. It's never gone. It's in my heart. It's who I am, for better or worse. A Southerner.